Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. With so much to see this week, you might want to plan two visits to the garden. Get your reservations to visit at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. And please, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your mask in public. Beautiful views begin as soon as you turn into the driveway. Right ahead is a bed of vibrantly blooming clivia, tucked in behind the stately, tall queen palms that line the drive. The aloe bed as you walk into the front entrance is really stunning right now. The crown of thorns has some flowers almost year-round, but this time of year there is an abundance of bloom, and while that's not how the plant got its name, the flowers do ring the top of the stems like a crown of blooms. Also sending up a forest of blooming spires are the blue elf and the spotted aloes. Inside the garden, in the shade garden area of the Japanese garden, is a lovely stand of blue iris in the first blush of bloom. These will be beautiful for the next couple of weeks and truly worth seeking out. As the soar butterfly exhibit is getting ready to reopen in just a couple of weeks, the host garden leading into the pavilion is really coming to life. The yarrow, monkey flower, heliotrope, snapdragon, and calendula are all in bloom right now, and they will give the wild butterflies outside the exhibit a wonderful smorgasbord of nectar. One thing to look for in the host plants for butterflies are blooms that give them a place to land. So the yarrow, calendula, and heliotrope are especially welcoming to butterflies. If you like a scavenger hunt, there is one beautiful blooming cyclamen in the garden just outside the entrance to the butterfly host garden next to the tulip beds. Just look under the yellow jacobinia and behind the begonia with the tiny leaves. I have only been able to find this one cyclamen in the garden, but it is lovely and has been blooming for about a month. Cyclamen is a perennial that grows from a tuber and is sometimes called snowbread or swinebread because in the wild they are eaten by pigs. Also, they can easily be spread throughout the garden by the ants that eat the sticky covering of the seeds and then discard the seeds. The pink angel trumpet at the end of the tulip beds is also blooming and smells sweetly of springtime. Cut through the children's garden and you can see the tortoise sunning himself in the pond and the yesterday, today, and tomorrow that is blooming above the charming pink wood sorrel. The pink wood sorrel is a member of the oxalis family, but it will only give your garden a woodland feel. It will not overrun it. Then see the glorious golden trumpet trees along the promenade as you head down to the formal rose garden to see the peonies. The peonies are so lovely right now. It is said that nymphs hide in the petals of the peony flowers, and hence it signifies bashfulness in the Victorian language of flowers. Since the year 1957, the peony has been the official state flower of Indiana. Heading along Tram Road out at Arizona Crossing, there's a very huge ramble of wisteria that has just started blooming. This is great because you can get up close and personal with the flower clusters and get a sniff of the lovely scent. There's another wisteria rambler along the footbridge over the dry creek bed where you can also get a look at the sycamore trees that are just leafing out for springtime. Wisteria is such a romantic vine, but it did not leave Asia until the 1800s, just in time to be included in Victorian language of flowers. Sending wisteria was a declaration of overwhelming desire and passion, a meaning inspired by the strong clinging nature of the vine. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.